Hey y'all, so guess who this is? Oh my goodness, I am back. It is Latrice Nicole, and you're listening to Hustle Boss Repeat. Alrighty, so oh my goodness, I have been through the storm and back again and back through the storm, but I'm back. You know what? I just know that one thing I like to tell people is when you're out here and you're working and you are on your grind, you just have to remember that there will be setbacks, there will be things that knock you off, but you have to remember to keep striving, keep moving, keep pushing, all right? Sometimes it seems like you don't know where you're going to be able to get back up, but just keep pushing. I started Hustle Boss Repeat because the one thing I know and I strive to do and I'm good at is hustling, bossing, and doing that shit again every single day, you know? So, in the midst of recently, I have been going through a divorce, decided I was filing for a divorce at one of the highest points in my, you know, my business career. Everything's going great. Business is popping. Money's rolling in. People's joining my team because y'all know I do multiple things out here because I'm all about those multiple streams of income. You got to do it. You got to do it, y'all. You got to embrace other things so that money's always coming in. Residuals, money while you sleep, money from your 9-to-5, money from your businesses, all of the above. So I'm sitting here at the high of one of my businesses. People join in. I'm about to move to another level. Everything's going on. I decide, you know what? I'm filing a divorce. I'm tired. My personal life ain't in. It's nowhere connected to my business life. Like, I'm in charge of this life. I'm that boss. But I ain't the boss of my personal life, just to be honest. And I know there's a lot of people out here. So I want to be transparent because this is my space that I get to talk to y'all. And I help people all the time. So hopefully, you know, what I say can help you move forward in your life if you feel like, you know what, I don't think I'm everywhere where I need to be. You know, to be able to have a successful business, I feel like you have to be well-rounded. Everything has to be in place. Your personal life, your business life, everything has to be in, you know, it has to be in sync with each other. If you don't sync your life together, you're not going to be successful. You know, if your personal life ain't working right, your business life can't be working right, because you have to stop and think about your personal while you're sitting here trying to work. You only work so hard before, you know what, you're going to fall. You can only, you know, play like you are superwoman or super strong for so long before life just comes in and beats you in the ass, you know. So my advice is, if you're one of those people out here who is like, I'm hustling and I'm bossing and, you know, I work so it takes my mind off of my reality, take some time and face reality. Take some time, but do whatever you need to do so that you can face reality. You can face either the bad relationships or the relationship with your kids or relationship with your parents or whatever. Face that. Face it, you know, because if you don't face it, it's going to hit you. And you got to ask yourself, do you want it to hit you when you at the prime of your business? Or do you want it to hit you now while you just working, still trying to get to where you going? That's like the two things you have to sit and just really ask yourself, because you don't want to be in the prime. You don't want to be out here really hustling. Everything seems like it's coming together and then life hits you. And then you don't know how to respond to it. Everybody don't have the same bounce back as other people. Some of us don't have a bounce back. Some of us just have to sit still when shit's happening and just try to figure it out. You know, I thought that I was going to be able to hustle even harder in the storm. I've heard so many really successful entrepreneurs give their testimonies about how their business turned around in the midst of a storm. Like, they'll sit and they'll tell you, like, you know, everything was going bad. You know, I had a death in the family. I wrecked the car. The house got flooded. The house got foreclosed on. My car got repoed. And then I turned around and I turned this business overnight into a multi-million-dollar business in the midst of the bad. That works for some people. Now, some people are a little opposite. The house gets foreclosed on. Yeah. Now you don't know what you're going to do. You have to sit down for a minute and try to get your mind right. And then the house floods. Now you feel like you've been beat down a couple of more times and you can't move no more. And then those are two different people. You see, like, one person took all that, bundled up all that energy and did something amazing. Some people take all that energy, ball it up inside, and they just need to go sit still for a little bit. Sit still, roll up in a ball, lay in the bed, sit on the couch, watch Hulu, get their mind right. For me, I was a person who just needed to sit still. In the midst of all the storms, I needed to sit still. Me hustling was not the key. I couldn't successfully motivate people, train people, get people to the next level because I wanted to just stop and stand still. I had to live every moment. I had to live through the depression. I had to live through the sadness. I had to live through all of that so that I can come out of it and be a stronger person. You know, I've been in a relationship for 20 years of my life. I met him when I was a kid. I have never been really heartbroken. So I didn't know what it felt like to be heartbroken until heartbreak hit me. And I needed to just understand it, sit through it, get my mind right, try to figure out who I wanted to be when I came out of it. And that's where I'm at now. I mean, it took a lot of meditating, praying, just sitting in quietness, looking at the wall sometime, watching the ceiling fan move around in circles. But at the end of the day, I mean, this is where I am. It's July 14th, and I'm back here talking to y'all today. And, you know, it took a lot. So I wanted to get on here just to kind of, you know, talk to y'all for a few minutes because y'all my crew. And I know there's people out here going through stuff. And while you're going through stuff, you're still working. You're still on your grind. You're still making your money. You're still making it do what it do. And I'm proud of you because what you're doing is going to be the thing that's going to catapult you into the next chapter of your life. As long as you keep working, even if you slow down, don't give up. Your business, that's you. It's your brand. It's what you are. It's your name is out there. Your everything is out there. So I say don't give up, even though you might need to slow down. Don't give up. Keep moving. Keep pushing. Keep thinking. Keep writing down your dreams. Get you a journal. Start writing down the stuff that you want to do. Because just because life may be going sideways for you and you might need to stop, your brain ain't going to stop planning your next thing that you're going to do. Where are you going to be when you come out of this storm? Write it down. Write down everything that you want to do with your life, everything that you want to achieve in your life, because it's all going to happen. You may be going through something that has you thinking, oh, I just don't know if I can even see the other side of the street. I don't know if I can see the end of the tunnel. Trust me, the end of the tunnel is there and it is beautiful and there's money and it's flowing. Write you some affirmations. Money is going to come to you. Business is going to come to you. Your life is going to be turned around. You're going to be a blessing, a servant, a gift, everything. God is going to take your business to another level. If you don't believe in God, that's fine. Whatever you believe in is going to be moving you to the next level. Your business will be touching people. Your business will be growing. Your business will be on television, the news, the radio, everywhere it's supposed to be, because guess what? It's yours. It's your business. It's still driving. It's still a fire in it because you are still alive. So don't give up. That's the reason for starting this podcast. Hustle, boss, repeat. hustling ain't always making money. Sometimes hustling is just getting up out the bed, putting your shoes on, getting some clothes on, doing your hair. Bossing is not always running around and leading people. Sometimes it's you telling yourself to get up. Because when we out here as entrepreneurs, we are the boss of ourselves. We're not bosses of people, not unless we start collecting staff. But most small business owners don't have a lot of staff under them. They have themselves. They got their kids sometimes. They might have a spouse. So you bossing a small business and have the small business people that's working under you is your family and your friends. So to me, just think about bossing yourself. Being able to motivate yourself, get yourself up. Tell yourself that it's time to do what you need to do, even when you don't want to do it, because that's exactly what you'll do when you work in the corporate America. When you got to motivate your employees to get up when they don't want to do nothing or they ain't doing it right, you got to motivate them, coach them, boss them. So you got to turn around and do that for yourself. Being an entrepreneur, being a boss, don't mean that you just don't need to take direction from somebody. I think that's why a lot of people are like, I can't wait to be a boss. I want to be a boss so I can, you know, I can work for myself. Man, you got to be the same boss you would be for other people to yourself. You got to be able to kick yourself out that bed when you know you need that money. You got to be the same boss that you want to be when you know you got plans, you got goals, you got dreams. You don't achieve these goals and dreams if your butt don't get up. So hold yourself accountable. Get up out there. Work. If you got some stuff going on, face that stuff now. Face it now. Get through it. Get you a counselor. Get you somebody to talk to. Start working that out. So when you make it to the top, you ain't falling apart. And that's the problem with some of us. We fall apart at the top. Or we fall apart when we close to the top. We almost made it to the promised land. And then we fall short because sometimes life comes and hit us. Because you've tried to act like you didn't even know life was happening around you. You try to act like you don't know that stuff ain't good. But it ain't good. Accept it for what it is. And work so that you can be successful around it. I am Latrice Nicole, and you're listening to Hustle, Boss, Repeat. I'm so happy to have y'all here, and I'm so happy you're still hanging in with me and you're still listening to me. I'll be hollering back at y'all later. Y'all have a great one. All right. Bye.